Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray, my favorite blues man, bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me. We're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about the next couple of months or so first. Regardless, it's in the let's call it the lame duck session, or you know, the time between now and whoever's inaugurated in January, this period of time, this never land we're in, as the election certification continues. And by the way, I just want to point out that there is no such thing as the office of the president-elect. Joe Biden has assumed that title. That doesn't exist. That is not a real thing, and it's frankly insulting for them to do that, and it's another example of what the media is allowing Joe Biden to get away with, and that just has to be said. That's not a partisan statement. That's just, yeah, it's just the truth. But in the next few months, next couple of months, there's stimulus negotiations on the table. There's actual policy that's been developed. Money has been proposed on both sides. They got real close to coming up with a whole lot more money, almost $2 trillion in stimulus. And I guess part of it is going to go to people, regular folks. Maybe just a check, maybe some unemployment. I'm not sure how it's going to break out. But also some money for government, for businesses. And it could still happen. They could nothing's going to happen until the election is certified, one way or the other. Just forget about that. That's just going to be, we're on hold until then. But when the election is certified, one way or the other, especially if Biden gets the nod, if they certify the election for him. I want to continue to say Biden-Harris. If that ticket gets certified, I expect probably nothing will happen until after the inauguration, because if Biden-Harris gets certified, the House, Nancy Pelosi, is not going to want to do any kind of deals with that Trump would sign. She's going to want Biden to get it all. In the meantime, while all that's going on, while she's holding things up, which she's done all year long, while she's putting people, families in jeopardy all year long for political purposes, in the meantime, there are businesses out there, there are industries, specific vertical industries that need help. We're already getting reports of all the companies that are failing, who actually already took the Paycheck Protection Program money earlier in the year, and they still aren't making it. They needed another round of help. And remember, folks, these aren't charity cases. These aren't people who couldn't run their business. These are people who the government shut their customers out of their business because in the shutdown, the political response to the disease, the 1-2 punch of the disease and the shutdown, put good businesses, maybe long-term family businesses, many of them in that category, out of business forever. And so that nothing's going to happen then until Joe Biden and Harris get inaugurated. And so, but if somehow Trump gets nominated, gets this the nod on the certification somehow, Then maybe they'll come to the table if they know they're going to be dealing with Trump. Maybe they'll come to the table. But I think we probably are not going to see any kind of stimulus until after the inauguration. So if you got a business, and I'm saying this because there are business owners out there who are trying to decide what to do. Do I hold on? Do I mortgage my house? Do I put up my own personal equity to keep this business afloat, hoping that things will turn around? You're in a really tough time right now because you don't know how bad, you know, Joe Biden says we're coming into a dark winter. And we've got, and it does seem that the coronavirus situation is increasing. Maybe the vaccine issue is increasing. The vaccine progress is increasing. So maybe that will happen. The question is, how long can you hang on? At this moment in time, thousands and thousands of small business owners across America are having to make the hardest decision any business owner will ever have to make. And that is, when do I shut the doors? And one of my mentors once said to me one time, he said, Jim, you got to make a decision. Do you have a fighting chance, or do you just have a chance to fight? And that's what you have to ask yourself right now, my friends. If you're up against it, you don't know how long you can hang on. You have to say to yourself, do I have a real fighting chance? Or do I have just have a chance to fight? You have to make that decision. I'd make it earlier than later. I wouldn't put the rest of my life at risk for it. Tim Till. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.